Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:11-14. Mary and Joseph had come to Bethlehem so that the word of the prophet would be fulfilled. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2. God has used insignificant people and places before in his great scheme of eternal redemption. And with Bethlehem, he would do so again. In this small place, Christ is born. The announcement is not made by the parents, but rather by the heavenly host. Angels once more are summoned from heaven to announce the birth of the Savior of the world. His birth is certainly worthy of our notice. Christ is indeed worthy of our devotion. Christ should be, not at a particular season, but at all seasons of our life. My Lord and my God, John 20:28. Those individuals who were first called to discipleship were willing to die for Christ. Let us also go that we may die with him, John 11:16. These men were not seasonal disciples, but rather we have forsaken all and followed thee, Matthew 19:27. They were not just involved with a child that had been born, but had committed their will to his life and purpose. As they were commanded in the city of Jerusalem to keep quiet, they answered, For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard, Acts 4:20. His life became their pattern, and his teaching became their fire. Multitudes followed him, not for the temporal blessings which he provided, but for the hope of everlasting life. The child in the manger became the one who controlled their destiny. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, became the rule of their journey upon the earth. They saw in the man whose birth had been promised and announced by heaven that human life was a mere pilgrimage upon the earth toward a land of eternal day. The child who achieved manhood instilled within their heart the promises that they saw afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hebrews 11:13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.